When I started this job 9 years ago, my goal was to beat my dad at the amount of years he was a youth pastor. And in my head, I thought he had done it for 9 years. My mom, Jackie, and him, Don Nelson, they were youth advisors for the Forest Hills MYF for over 20 years. And so I grew up going to youth group events for as long as I can remember. And eventually, he advocated long enough at Forest Hills that they made a real position, permanent position, paid staff. And my dad did that for what I thought was 9 years. So the other night, when I was talking to him about today, I said, you know, Dad, I just wanted to beat you at something. And he surprised me by telling me that actually he had only served for 4.5 years as the paid person. So I beat my dad, which is an accomplishment if you know Don Nelson. But my dad was inspired by his own youth pastor. I'm going to cry the whole time, just so you know. My dad was inspired by his own youth pastor. My dad had a not entirely pleasant home life. And he was very lucky to have people in his life who loved him. And one of those was his youth pastor, who obviously inspired him enough that when my parents were at Forest Hills, they took on the call. And I didn't just see them do cool events, like fun trips, that kind of stuff. I got to hear them like talk about their kids. I got to hear them talk about how much fun they had with their kids, how they went to go to their kids' games, they went to their kids' concerts, they went to their kids, eventually went to their kids' weddings, got to meet their kids' kids. And even now, all these years later, there are still youth group folks who will show up to visit them or to see them, or at every holiday. And I don't know if it was that influence, but my sister and I are both youth pastors, so I think maybe that had something to do with it. I grew up seeing how important youth group was, and that teenagers weren't that scary. They just want to have spaces to, like, relax, have a good time, do silly stuff, like load far too many of us into a minivan and sneak off campus during the ACC youth retreat. You know, totally safe things like that. A lot of you know that I'm married to somebody from CMCO. He's right over here. Zach and I met when I was a sophomore, but where I really count myself fortunate is that freshman year of high school, the universe intervened and put me in the same gym class as Kate Umbel, now Kate Umbel Smucker. Between the two of them and the other friends I made from this congregation, Matt Bauman, Steph Miller, Adam Lake, who I met at opening night of Titanic in 1998, just so you know, which is very funny. Because I knew these incredible kids, they started to invite me to come to their church. And I sat on the orange velour couch that is still downstairs in the stinky basement. That is an OG couch, that one. But this is when youth group met in the fishbowl. The fishbowl was the youth room at the time when I would come. And then they invited me to come to church retreat. I didn't know what that was, but I went. We stayed up all night playing Scum. And I remember in particular Sunil and Andre getting and I were fighting a lot for, you know, president or whatever head Scum is. But I just remember every time I was in the presence of those youth, how different they felt. I loved my youth group dearly. I still have so many friends from my youth group. But there were parts of ourselves that we kind of hid from each other. And that is not what I experienced with the youth at CMCO. It felt really different. And while I didn't have a name for it at the time, I do now. In large part, that youth group is the first place where I experienced what it felt to unmask. I was known and loved by that youth group and drawn in. And I've been a big fan of this church ever since. When I went on to work at Lancaster Mennonite for a few years, I reconnected with CMCL youth who were at the school at the time. I was delighted that they reminded me so much of my friends. And then I would visit here and I'd see it's still there. The energy is still there. I went to seminary and we came here. We came back to Lancaster and I said, there are two jobs I would take coming back. I would become a youth pastor at CMCL or I would be a Bible teacher at Lancaster Mennonite. I think those are my two dream jobs I would land. But CMCL didn't have a youth pastor position. Ha ha ha. Little did I know that you were developing one. And Susan asked me to consider if I would ever do it, if I would apply. And I did. After I got the job, Paul Brubaker, he was like, well, good luck. He's like, you know how they can be? I said, yeah, I know how they can be. They can get a little, you know. When you feel uninvited to ACC stuff, those memories linger, whether or not it was true. It's how the youth long ago felt. And that lingering sense of, we're not quite like the, we're not the, like the other youth groups. We're the cool youth group. And Paul thought it was important that, you know, I school the children a little bit. You know, bring him down to earth. So I was nervous. But Radit Patterson and Sydney Esch were on the search committee for me, and I got to know them, and I could feel how good they were. They put me at ease. And my first year was scary, but the kids were incredible. The energy was the same. It was the same. So, I hung this in my office. Something that Melinda Clatterbuck and I found. Let's see if I can find the date on this bad boy. Can anybody read the bottom of this, see what the date is? Venture Club 1996. Some names on here you might remember. Ariel Wrestler is up here. Gerald, I see you out there. Jess Rempel. Gerald, you're actually on here. Adam is on here. Adam Lake is on here. My little sweetheart, Zach Stoltzfus, is on here. Alex is down there. There's Sunil. So I hung this in my office and I looked at it every single day because it was a reminder that this job is not about me. This position is not about me. None of it is about me. It has always been and will forever be about them. Think about our youth. I get to be a part of something that helped me learn how to love myself. Like, are you kidding? Why do you think I was so happy in this job all the time? I got to teach them and give them the very thing I had. That was my goal. That was my goal. So just so you know, I did have a mission statement in my work. And that mission was that whenever I was with a youth, the plan was that we were going to seek out and experience God through the building of a safe community, Christian education, and acts of service. And deep, deep within myself, my biggest dream is that when our kids leave here, that church has been a positive experience for them. Because it hasn't been for all of us, not always. I wanted to teach the youth how to do community. I wanted them to be able to spot safe community out in the world. I wanted to equip them with the things that they would need to build community wherever they went. Because they're not always going to be with us. The fact that some come back is incredible and wonderful. But we're not in the business of retention. We're in the business of equipping and loving and sending. And this congregation has sent absolutely incredible people into the world. Think about all of the things that people are doing that you raised. Anyhow, you know I could just tell you how wonderful you are for like hours and hours and hours, but I need you to believe it. I need you to know how well you're doing. I need you to know that even when we don't agree as a congregation, like somebody chooses the wrong carpet or a dumb paint color, when the worship services go too long, when Sunday school is boring, when there's infighting, when there's a pastor gets hired that you don't like, if you don't like me, that's okay. It's too late at this point. It's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. You let me make so many. And because of it, I've grown. Christy said, do you want me to introduce your sharing as your this I believe statement? And I didn't answer because I tried to start this sermon about 100 times. Like, this I believe, what do I believe? I believe in CMCL. I believe in this place. I want to continue to help you live into everything that you dream. I want to continue to support you in the incredible work that you do. And I know that you'll support mine. And I know that someday Jujubee is going to get her hymnal during her senior recognition. And that she's going to go out into the great wide world knowing that she's loved, that she's known, that she doesn't ever have to be anything other than what God created her to be. And that's because that's what you did for me. You loved me. So this I believe. I believe in CMCO. I believe in myself. I believe I did an okay job. I know that I've loved your kids. It's really hard not to love these kids. I believe that youth ministry is sacred work. And I believe that the youth need us more than ever. They are more busy than you could imagine. They're more tired. They're scared. But they're kids! We need to carve out spaces for them to be safe. Okay? And that's what I've tried to do. And that's what they're going to continue to do. Because they don't need me to build it for each other. Over the past year, I've known that this was coming. And so I've been very intentional with the youth in building them up and just reminding them that they are the senior youth, not me. And they've been developing their own core values that I know they'll continue to work on and live into, but I know that they don't need me to do it because they have all of you. And they'll have lots of funny memories. Okay, are you ready for me to name a bunch of silly things now that I've been too sad? I guess I should do this. I'm actually going to do my thank yous first. Here we go. Do you know what the first one is I wrote down? Ken, thank you for putting the golf balls on all the nails for the wreath-making fundraiser. Thank you so very much. That was so great. Dave Lutz for all the times that I left doors unlocked and drove you crazy. Dave Lutz is incredible, and he's the man. All the staff I've worked with. I wrote down everyone. There are 19 staff people I've worked with. Isn't that wild? Rod Hauser, Rachel Crable-Stahl, Melinda Clatterbuck, Sally McCann-Tupper, Abby Burkhart, the Christian Ed interns, here we go, Donna Stoltzfus, John Michael, Kate, Marion, Marion Good, Pam Brubaker, Randy Neuswanger, China, our interns, Mary Lou Adams, Leslie Homer Cattell, Hope Sholly, Ron and Judy Zook, Susan, and now Dan the Man. I couldn't have done it without Brenda Souter and Lori Berge holding my hand, loving me and helping me. I couldn't thank Janet Esch enough for teaching me how on earth to make that much chili. All the leaders and all the parents over the years who have stepped in to teach me how this is done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if I didn't name you, it's because I could probably go around this room and thank each of you individually. And I already talk too much. Youth pastors aren't usually respected as much as real pastors. You never made me feel that way. And I want you to know that in all my years, one of the things I've done is I've worked with the Atlantic Coast Conference in our youth pastor cluster. I never had anything bad to say about y'all, because you always supported me. That is not always the case. Youth pastors aren't always seen or heard. So I would ask that as Dan comes on board, get to know Dan. Get to support Dan. He has been working with our kids since 2021. He knows them. Get to know who comes after. Be interested. Love them. And don't leave it to them to do the work of youth ministry here. Because it is not just the job of the youth pastor. Just because I can cartwheel around, well, I don't really cartwheel, but just because I am me doesn't mean that every person who's good with a teenager has to look like me. Or every person who's good at connecting with a teenager has to look like me. Okay? The kids are diverse. They also need diverse energy and people in their lives. So please volunteer for the things that Dan asks you to volunteer for in the next year. youth who are listening. These are the things I remember. Oh, brother. If I close my eyes, I can still hear the sound of pounding and making wreaths. I can't tell you how many times I've fully covered the ground with tarps. Tarp puzzles aren't as fun as real puzzles. I have experienced the smell of chili baked into my skin and hair long enough to last a week. I have been to more school plays. Actually, I made a list of this. I have been to more school plays, musicals, concerts, games, meets. I actually wrote them. I've been to swim meets, cross country, track meets, chess meets, orchestra, band, and choral concerts, special award ceremonies, baseball, volleyball, basketball, soccer, field hockey, tennis, football games, art shows, funerals, hospital visits, Pastor's Day at Lancaster Mennonite, highlight, marching band showcases, innumerable plays and musicals, dance recitals. Unfortunately, I never made it to lacrosse. I'm so sorry, Alexander, and I haven't made it to cricket. Sorry, Narays, but my Sunday mornings are going to be free, so maybe I'll make it to a match. I will always remember our winter retreats, especially that first one up in Jim Thorpe. Fight Club doesn't exist, but if it does, I will always remember it. I will always remember my baby shower, the creation of the Christmas Jamboree, and the fact that you will, of course, know that I came up with the name Jamboree, because who else would call something that? MenoCon 2019 with our rooftop pool party on the 4th of July. Senior Youth Summer Camp in the summer of 2021. Brilliant. The ghillie suit that Sam Hoover bought. And then we spent the rest of the weekend at church retreat seeing if we could, like, hide in the woods and spot each other. Oh, man. Long talks and walks. One time Ashton and I walked for 7 miles talking. The youth have never appreciated the fact that when we hit a roundabout on road trips that I go around it multiple times yelling roundabout. And I'm sad about that. My highlight reel also includes Ashton and Hannah Clatterbuck. Oh boy, crying at the book chopper at the Material Resource Center up in Ephrata, absolutely vowing to liberate each and every book. I'll never forget our East Chestnut Street partnership and the incredible kids that brought into our lives, how much Jazz and Aiden brought to our group. I'll never forget the time we had a service week and the water went off in our location and we had to show up, I believe, at the Penner's house for emergency showers. I'll never forget when a tree fell down when we were at winter retreat, and so we didn't have power for most of the day and instead just had a karaoke dance party with our Bluetooth speaker. I'll never forget Faith Souter wheeling across the parent gallery at 6 a.m. because the junior youth had decided they were going to stay up all night. They were going to stay up later than the senior youth at their lock-in. She was determined to stay awake. Oh, from COVID Zoom calls playing Jackbox to the drive-by graduation parties. The pool parties. The Menocons. Being washed in the blood of the Lamb. All the ACC events, everything we've done. It's been a lot of fun. And I've always told the kids, the hardest part of the work is the work. But they never made it hard. Loving and being with those kids is the easiest thing I've ever done. And I had a realization, and this is where I'll leave it. 1 week after starting this job is when Zach and I found out we were pregnant. I know. And so the entire time that I've birthed this new program, I've been raising my child. Raising and nurturing a program while I've been raising that thing. And so I've been a youth pastor as a mom. I've worked with teenagers for a really long time, but I've never worked with them as a mom. And I think there's something about having been a mother and a new mother during all of it that has affected the way I leaned into it. And in one of the ways was I became a very hyper-protective mother bear. Very deeply protective. And I wanted to take a moment, don't yell at me, to apologize for the times where maybe I've been a barrier to folks coming in and getting to know the youth, or been a barrier to the youth being more connected to you. It has been a very hard 9 years. You all know, we've all lived through it together. And there were times I just wanted to keep them safe, happy, and protected. So thanks for your patience with me as I've figured out how to love them with you together. The reason that I chose the verse that I did is because it's my favorite. And the reason it's my favorite is because God doesn't lie. The writers of the words do not lie. Life is hard. Life is hard. That's why the things that are good feel so good. That's why we need to lean into each other. But in this verse, it says that, I like that it doesn't say, I'm not going to make you go through the waters. I'm not going to make fire come near you. No, it says, okay, you're going to be going through the waters, but they're not going to go over you. And you are going to walk through fire. It's okay, it's not going to burn you because I'm with you. But as I was reflecting on this verse this week, when we are together, we are God to each other. When we see each other the way that God sees us, we are seeing God in each other. So when we walk through the waters, we're not alone because God is with us. When we walk through the fire, we'll not be burned because God is with us. I have taught the youth that love is what we do together. I'm excited to come back in a little while and get to keep loving all of you and to keep living into the fullness of all that God is calling us to be.